How do you deal with the stress of a breakup at age 29? Everyone is getting married.
Well, the one thing about breakups, because I've had a few in my life, is that they're never fun. I wouldn't say they get easier. It's difficult. And when the thought of a breakup, the thought of being single again, like when I remember when I was married in my mid-20s, that was a big part of what kept me in that relationship. It was just the thought of, oh, being single again, and how many years is it going to be before I meet somebody that I click with, at least on the same level as my ex-wife to be? And so that fear that you're not going to find anybody else, or your fear you won't find anybody better, or worse, that the next person is worse than what you had. And so people get driven by fear, and they get worried about that. They get worried that they're not going to find better. And so when you have a breakup, it's the thing that makes it so hard is that your identity becomes associated with it. Especially if you're living with somebody, you wake up together, you sleep together, you're doing your laundry together, you're traveling together, you're shopping at the grocery store together, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you're showering together. It's like, you're doing family things, and now all of a sudden you're broken up. And so now that person is out of your life. And it's like everything you did, everything you were, was associated with that identity of being in the relationship. And so now that that person's out of your life, and oftentimes, if you've been together long enough, even your friends, you become friends with other couples. Maybe you hang out with, couples that are her friends or your friends. And then so your social group and your peer group, everybody knows you two as a couple. Now all of a sudden you're not together anymore, and they're like, eh. They're going out with her sometimes. Sometimes they're going out with you, and it kind of puts everybody in the middle. And so then you're just in your apartment or your house all alone, and you're like, they pack their stuff up or whatever, and you look around, and you kind of see ghosts of them. I'm like, well, I remember when we had sex there, or I remember what it was like. All of her shit was in my closet or in my bathroom, and things we used to do, the restaurants you used to go at. And so you go there by yourself, and you remember the better times. And so it's hard to get over that. And it's like, but it is better to be alone in bad company, because if somebody's not adding value to your life, if especially for a guy, if a woman's not bringing peace in your life, if she's bringing drama and chaos, then she's not really making your life better. She's put more crap on your plate to deal with. And that all goes back to how good did the father do raising his daughter? If he did a good job, if he was a man, if he was pretty chill and he taught her to be calm and responsible and loyal and keep your word and things of that nature, and communicate and talk about your needs and work things out without blowing your top or yelling and screaming at your spouse or whatever. It's like, if she grew up in a good environment where a healthy relationship was modeled for her, then she'll be much easier to date. I mean, all girls have a little bit of drama. You guys are emotional, and you tend to exaggerate. You tend to speak in hyperbole a lot. Like, we never do this. We never do anything. You never take me anywhere. You never kiss me. You never tell me that you love me. And so guys take that literally. And so if you got a woman in your life that's not adding value, and it's like, she's always disturbing your peace as a man, you're just gonna feel like shit all the time. And so when you break up with somebody like that, especially you get out of a toxic relationship, I mean, you miss the fantasy of what you wanted them to be. And you often kind of ignore how they really treated you. You'll ignore abuse. You'll ignore the fact that they didn't do what they said they were gonna do. Or if you were dating somebody that was disloyal or dishonest, you see those things, but because you love them and you care about them, your emotions override your logic, and then you make excuses, because we make our decisions based on our emotions, and then we use logic and reason to justify that. And so it's hard, because it feels like a death. And that's why it's important to get back to getting in the gym, because you're going to be pushing weights around, you're going to feel better, you're going to get oxygen into your body and into your cells. You do cardio, same thing. Action. When inaction breeds fear and doubt, but taking action breeds confidence and courage. And hanging out with your friends, because a lot of times when people get into a relationship, especially a long-term one, maybe your significant other didn't like some of your friends, so you stopped hanging out with them, even though you might have really liked them. And so you got to go back and reestablish those friendships. And so it's like, get, you know, it takes time to get back to the a place where you can just enjoy your time alone.
Right.
Because until you're at a place where you love being by yourself, you love being single, you're having a good time, if you can't have fun by yourself and if you're not proud of your life and the way you're living, it's like, how are you going to get somebody else excited about it?
Right.
So it's better to get to a happy place first, and then once you're at a happy place, start dating again.
Yeah.
But it just takes time. And the one thing that will, you know, especially for us guys, that will completely change our attitude and our state about being single again is when you meet somebody who's younger, who's hotter, who's more into you, and who you click with on a mm-hmm. better level. But that comes after you get to a happy place yourself.
Right.
And so you could be having a bad day, and then a pretty girl walks in and sits down next to you and starts, you know, giving you fuck me eyes. You'll completely forget about your ex or whoever it was, especially if you have a great conversation. It'll completely right. change your attitude, change your paradigm.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that it's usually easier for women to get over a breakup, because number one, you guys are never out of the game, especially if, you know, you're relatively attractive. When you're married or you're in a relationship, you're still getting hit on. You still have men showing you interest, trying to slide into your DMs or whatever, trying to flirt with you at work or when you're out with your friends. And the difference is women are like, hey, sorry, I have a boyfriend. Hey, sorry, I'm married. Hey, I can't, I'm taken. Or hey, I'm seeing somebody. And then once you're single, it's like, instead of just saying, no, I'm taken, you're like, sure, here's my number.
Yeah.
But for a guy, he hasn't, you know, especially he's been in a relationship for a couple of years, He's got to get back to, you know, his game has gotten kind of stale. He's not used to approaching and talking to new women and striking up conversations. So he's gotten rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And so to go and start doing that after you haven't hit on anybody or dated anybody else for the last several years, it takes time. Oftentimes takes many weeks, many months for a guy to kind of get back
right.
in the swing of things or to get back onto a horse. And so women typically in the relationship 75% of the time. And then when you guys do leave, it's like your feelings are totally gone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're ready to meet somebody new and you're always meeting people. You're always having guys hit on you. If you're, you know, a decent looking woman, especially if you're fit and in shape, because 74% of Americans are either overweight or obese.
Yeah.
So if you're relatively cute and fit and in shape, you're always getting hit on.
Yeah.
And even if you were with one person for 5 years, it's like, from one day to the next, when you're taken, sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Literally,
sorry, I'm taken.
At the gym, you could literally bump into someone like that.
Yeah. And then the next day, now that you're single, I was like, sure, here, take my number.
Yeah. But he did mention that, like, everyone's getting married, so it seems that all his friends are in relationships. So
yeah. Maybe. So same thing was going on when I was in my mid to late 20s. Everybody's getting married. But the funny thing is, you know, he's 29, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years from now, at least half those people will all be divorced.
Mm.
You went to their weddings, then you'll be going to their second wedding.
Mm.
And then maybe their third. Because oftentimes a lot of those don't work out. And that's just the circle of life. You can't live your life according to other people's expectations.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to relationships, you shouldn't be saying, oh, I want to show off to my friends that I got somebody, and so I'll just stay in an unhappy relationship.
Because mm-hmm.
that's not a good option either.
It's right.
Like, if you're going to be in a relationship, it needs to be with somebody you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's like half those people are getting married in a few years. They're going to be divorced anyways.
Right.
And they're going to be back on the market single. So it's better to be alone than in bad company. And, you know, especially for you guys that want to get married, involve the state in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have kids and you deal with divorce court and child custody and all those things, it's like, ugh.
Right.
Ugh. This, just going through one of those is like, it'll cure you.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys, it cures that. But mm-hmm. I have plenty of friends. They go through a nasty breakup, nasty divorce, mm-hmm. really contentious. And like the fucking ink ain't even dry on their divorce, and they're already putting a ring on somebody else's finger trying to, you know, run off the altar to get married again. It's like, dude, what's the rush?
Right.
I'm never getting married again. Corey is like, that's it for me. And then 6 months later, oh, it's the best thing ever. It's the one. I got to do it. It's like, why don't you take some time, Dave, for, oh, it's meant to be.